Welcome to Turbo Drive Live, only on Sega Sonic Radio, the number one source for Sonic music.
Hey, hey, hey! Welcome, everybody, to Turbo Drive Live. It's me, Turbo, again, every Saturday, and it's the first Turbo Drive Live of 2008. Welcome to 2008. Ain't it a good year? Kinda. I mean, so far it's been pretty slow, but hopefully in the next couple of weeks, things will start picking up again. Yeah, so welcome to episode 63. Basically, it's just gonna be me doing my regular stuff. I did promise of kind of like a new way of starting the show, but I haven't gone around to it, being that I'm a lazy fuck. It's gotta be still the old intro until I get some time to myself and actually try to do something productive in my life. I have a few good ideas that is in my head right now, but I'll talk about that later on in the show. Let's kick it off, shall we? We've got so much going on. We've got Sonic News Rewind coming up straight after a little musical number, specifically chosen by myself. Then we have Turbo's First Impressions. Basically, the next couple of Turbo's First Impressions will be DVD reviews as such. And I'm having a little bit of controversy, being that I've gotten so much, stuff going on. It's like I've actually bought about I've already reviewed last week? I can't remember. If I can find the DVDs that I actually bought last week, which might be a fair task. Lovely. So I can't find them just now, but I did review a few of them as such. It's like I bought a crap ton of DVDs this last week, and now I can't find them. Lovely. But I've bought a lot this past week as such. Oh, there they are. Last week it was The Simpsons Movie. Right, okay, so I watched that. Obviously, not many people were liking that at all. I have other movies in my selection, and I'm going to tell you, I don't think you'll... I don't know which one to do, because I've got about... five more DVDs ready in the pile, and I don't know which one to start off with this week. So maybe I might start with some. And in fact, I might actually tell you about the one that I've watched the most out of the DVDs I've actually gotten. And I can tell you, this one's a gem. And if you didn't listen to any of my past shows, you might know what's coming up. Yeah, I've talked about this DVD before in one of my shows. In fact, while I was talking about it, I had someone on the show talking about it himself. Yes, I actually had the guy who did this DVD and is well bloody famous. So that's more of enough clue. So if you're a long-time fan of the show, you will definitely know 100% what I'm talking about. So there you go. So that's gotta be Turbo's First Impressions this week. Later on, we'll have any requests that you have being played on the show after all the kind of like boring stuff gets out of the way. But it's totally a lot going through. So if you want any requests played on the show, just send me an email. My email is my email address is turbo@tfmx.co.uk. Very well known if you don't know it by now, because it's possibly the easiest email address to possibly remember. Besides that, to Rory's email address, which is rory@gmail.com. So, but I think it's about the same characters. I don't know. I'm not sure. If anyone wants to count them, go ahead and show off your e-penis and try that. right. Any other things going on? Basically, if you want to send me a request through the IRC chat room, which I'm in just now, you can send it through to me that way as well. Right. So, I'm getting a couple of messages just now, so I'll talk about those in a minute. But right now in the IRC chat room we have Josu Dysprosium. I think that's Chris. I think Ellison K, Rory, Violet, Falk, Gab's girl, Galaga, lovely. Gerbil Soft. Hawks is asleep just now. Hyper is busy, even though he did a show. My partner in crime in the S team, that is, the Saturday team. JJF, Kogan, the adventurer. Sorry, I had to go in there. Miles Prower, MK, Rattleman, Regal. As in William Regal. Oh dear. Rems, Resident SD, Ritz, Rolkin, Spinball Wizards away just now, Sai Bagai, Sky Shark, Soniku, myself, and Xbox Prower are all there. And also, someone's just entered the IRC chapman in the name of Neo Metal Sonic. Yes, evil Neo. Neo, you're not the one. Anyway, so just going around saying hello to everyone. Apparently, a lot people who have just messaged me, Resident SD, who's just listened in to my show and thinks it's fantastic and whatnot. And he's saying it's back. It's great to be, you know, back listening to the show live for the first time in a couple of weeks. Being it's the first time in 2008, so well done to you, Resident. He's saying to keep the intro music that I've got just now. Well, I've had the intro music for about what? About 30 episodes. So really, I don't know whether to change it or not. I'm not sure. I'm very, very tempted of changing it. Mainly because I think there's a better intro out there in the Sonic world that I can use that's not being used by anyone else. I think, anyway. I'm not sure. I might use it in my Turbo Zone segments. I don't know. That's my YouTube thing that I do, the Turbo Zone, which you can find at the account of TurboXLR. TurboXLR is on YouTube. Or you can just search it in on YouTube. Just type in The Turbo Zone, and you'll be able to find pretty much all the episodes, no problem. But right now, we'll just go into a music track, and as I don't try to speak like the guy that's in Half-Life 2 who talks like a speaking spell, I am not going to say anything that might sound like I am a speak and spell. So, wake up and smell the ashes, and enjoy the show. So, here is, if I can ever find the playlist, we have Bush performing Adrenaline, which is from the XXX movie, It's like XXX, which was starring Vin Diesel. It was supposed to be the movie to replace James Bond. It wasn't a movie that replaced James Bond, but it was a good action movie as such. Action / spy movie / kick-ass and various gaming references. PlayStation! So yeah. Anyway. Moving on. Here is Adrenaline performed by Bush. And see you on the other side for Sonic News Rewind. Oh yeah. We got a lot to cover, people. See you in a bit.
Too much is not enough. Nobody said this stuff makes any sense. We're hooked again. The point of no return. See how the buildings burn, light up the night. Such a pretty sight. Dream.
Rewind.
Hey, we're back, and welcome back to the show. It's Turbo Drive Live with me, Turbo, the second half of the S-Team, leading you on for your Saturday fix of SSR goodness. Right now, we've got Sonic News Rewind, yes. Not Sega News Rewind, Sonic News Rewind, yes, that's it. A lot of Sonic news has been going on for the past week. It's been pretty massive in terms of the Sonic community as a whole. Just fresh off from the kind of like Christmas extravaganza that we had on SSMB and TSS and SSR, of course, as a whole. All of us in the entire Sonic community, we've just had a blast this past Christmas, and obviously the new year was kicked in fairly smoothly. It's like not hard hitting, but good enough to make us just go, "Hey, 2008, let's get on with it." So yeah. Anyway, top news in Sonic news this week: Knights is to stay on the Wii platform, apparently. Being that title being said, stand by we. You say like, I should have like it's like stand by me. It's like played in the background. Do 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 do. In the night has come, and the land is free. Stand by we. You know, you get the picture. But Knights is going to stand by we, and you know, they're gonna be Sega themselves are gonna be making more, possibly if Knights Journey of Dreams sells well, which so far it's kind of doing well. Knights will possibly stay on the Wii platform, being that it's kind of, you know, a unique. Or, well, it's kind of like the unique kind of like gaming experience Sega was kind of looking for Knights. Because all the other formats, like, you know, like the PS2, Xbox, the GameCube, they didn't really, they all had the same thing. And so did the Dreamcast. That's why they didn't release Knights on, or continue on the Knights saga after the Sega Saturn version, which was Knights Into Dreams. And obviously, you know, but now for the Wii, the Wii's actually got that potential of making even more, you know, Knights games, if possible. That's obviously, in, you know, if Journey of Dreams sells well. So, if you want to see more Knights games being released on Wii, then go ahead. Get to it. Go, you know, get Knights Journey of Dreams, because I am gonna be getting Knights Journey of Dreams when it comes out over here in the UK, because I was so intrigued, because I haven't played the first one, and I really, really, really would like to actually play this game. I would like to play the series in its entirety. The only way I've actually played Knights was through Sega Superstars, the iToy game for the PS2. It was good. And it's like, it was great because you got to fly around levels, and you just like fly in a three-dimensional world, and you know, go through rings and then get time and stuff like that, and blah 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 blah. But obviously, my arms were pretty tired after a while. I mean, by God, did I have my arms locked in a position for a very long time and trying to go left and right? It's like when you're trying to do that, it's just bad. But with this new Knights game on the Wii, I would definitely like to get it and own it in my collection. It's just a classic wanting to be, you know, had, you know. And it's a sequel, what, like about, I don't know, it was like 10 years in the making. And it's like, I mean, heck, it's probably got the same legacy as, you know, Duke Nukem Forever, for crying out loud. Except it's actually a reality, and there is a sequel made. So, yeah. Right, carrying on from there. Yakuza 3. There's got to be a downloadable demo for the Japanese PlayStation Network. Whoopty fecking do. Next. I mean, Yakuza, it wasn't very popular over here in the UK. Neither it was around the world. I mean, we haven't even gotten the second one yet, so what's the point of talking about the third one? But anyway. More important news now. Being out of Jun Senon, my pronunciation of Japanese names is atrocious. Jun from Sonic Team, very popular Sonic Team composer and musician and whatnot, kick-ass guy. T knows him, Adam. Adam T-Bird Tuff knows him personally with open arms and hat on head. And yeah, apparently Jun has actually announced a new Sonic album that's going to be coming out. It's going to be a compilation album as such, being that the best of Sonic the Hedgehog, known as True Blue, the True Blue album. So far there's been an announcement that it's going to be 21 tracks going to be put onto it, including the rumored Open Your Heart remix done by Lee Brotherton that's had, you know, lots of people's ears pricked up, you know, in anticipation, being that there was like a little snippet demo floating around the internet. Now I can't remember because it's been that long. It was floating around back in 2006, so it's been a while now. So there's not much else to it. June is trying to support the album to be released in America and Europe, which hopefully we would love to see, because Sonic is like the only the only kind of like game soundtracks that are always available on in like, you know, HMV or any music based place, like any like official like big name retailers. It's always Grand Theft Auto. It's never anything else. It's always Grand Theft Auto. That's why I hate the Grand Theft Auto series. It's because of three main things. One, the gameplay bores me to hell. Two, it's senseless. There's nothing there that would satisfy me. I mean, yes, games like Halo and Gears of War, those kind of like games are, you know, pretty much mindless, being that you shoot a lot of stuff and whatnot. But it has a decent story to it. While as Grand Theft Auto, I don't even know what the hell Grand Theft Auto is. But the third main thing that I hate about Grand Theft Auto is that the CD soundtracks is like CDs. I mean, come on. I mean, why? It's like the CD soundtracks. Why do we need a soundtrack of Grand Theft Auto every single time? Why can't it be anything else? Why can't it be, I don't know, Final Fantasy, Sonic the Hedgehog, Mario? We haven't even seen a bloomin' soundtrack for Mario, for Christ's sake. I mean, Mario Galaxy has a fantastic orchestrated soundtrack, and there's not a soundtrack anywhere in the UK. What the hell is with that? Honestly, it's just absolutely ridiculous. You know, so really, I hope this album does come over into the UK, because I don't want to wait, you know, a year until I be able to find it on eBay for a decent price that I can actually get it in the UK, because it's owned by someone in the UK and has actually disputing it, you know, into UK soil, which apparently I did actually get a couple of Sonic soundtracks, being that of the Complete Trinity soundtrack of Sonic Heroes and the Several Wills vocal track album that I found on eBay for about 6 quid each. You know, £6. I mean, that's not bad. You know, and postage packaging was about like £2.50 or something like that. But anyway, it was still good value for money, man. I mean, it's cheaper if I was trying to find it in a bidding war, you know, whatnot. I mean, heck, I don't want to go into a bidding war for a soundtrack, you know. I mean, sure, if it was a signed soundtrack, then yes, I would definitely go for it. But if it was just the soundtrack and someone was wanting to just get the soundtrack for about 40 quid, forget it. I'm not going there. But anyway. But I hope June actually does get this soundtrack, because it just sounds great. It just, the concept of it sounds perfect. I mean, he also has announced that one of the soundtracks will be kind of like remix of Angel Island Zone that he is now implemented into Super Smash Bros. Brawl, which is going to be coming out this year. And I can't wait, because Super Smash Bros. Brawl is going to kick ass, and it's going to be the absolute albatross of the Wii's, you know, marketing, you know, power. I mean, you already have that with Super Mario Galaxy, Metroid Prime, Resident Evil, also, you know, it's like Mario and Sonic at the Olympic Games. You got all those games there, and, you know, Super Smash Bros. Brawl will be the icing on the cake, and will totally propel the Wii into mainstream competition, and totally dominate the gaming market. You know, that's my opinion. But anyway, I'm getting a little sidetracked, so there you go. So yeah, hopefully, you know, if we are that damn lucky, we'll be able to get it over here in the UK. Heck, if it gets to the US, fine, it'll be cheaper. right, moving on. Sonic enters the Guinness Book of Records Gamer Edition. Yep, Sonic has his own 2-page spread on the Gamer's Edition of the Guinness Book of Records. And the certain categories that Sonic has been entered into the book are best-selling game on Sega systems, so really no contest there. Highest score for Sonic the Hedgehog 2, which is funnily enough, and apparently the rules for that scoring was that you start off the game with 3 lives, and you can only go to a maximum of 5 lives, which was kind of bad, and not die, I believe. I can't remember, or you're allowed to die 5 times. I can't remember. But anyway, best-selling retro game compilation, being that of Sega Mega Collection, or Sega Mega Drive Collection, or was it Sonic Mega Drive? No, it was Sonic Mega Collection, not the Mega Drive Collection. Sonic Mega Collection, and Sonic Mega Collection Plus, of course. Fastest completion time, which is fair enough. I think that category should actually go to Mario, because you can complete Super Mario Brothers in roughly about like about 5 minutes if you're experienced enough. But anyway, Sonic the Hedgehog is obviously the fastest video game character in the world, being that he can go at the speed of sound. Now this is a very good one. Longest running comic based on a video game, which is pretty impressive. Being that, you know, obviously in the UK doesn't really, you know, apply to us, being that our version of Sonic the comic died about like 3 years ago or something, or 3 or 4 years ago on paperback, but still continues on online. But it really doesn't count. But the Archie comic book series of Sonic the Hedgehog in the States is the longest running video game related comic based on a video game character, and that's Sonic the Hedgehog. So that is pretty impressive, if I may say so myself. And also, Sonic has been put in as most playable characters in a platform game, being that of Sonic Heroes, where you can play as 12 different characters in 4 different teams. So that was 3 with each team. So that is the game with the most amount of Sonic characters in its day. I think now that would be beaten by Mario and Sonic at the Olympic Games, I believe, now. Being that you can choose a lot more than that with the combination of Mario, Team Mario and Team Sonic being there. But anyway, well done to Sonic. He's in the Guinness Book of Records Gamer Edition, so well done to him. He deserves it. Alright, Sega of Europe have revealed release dates of a number of games that are going to be coming out this this first quarter of 2008, sorry. Oh my god, I went back 2 years. I must have used my flux capacitor again. Or I've been drinking a flux capacitor or something stupid like that. No, I've been drinking plutonium. Ugh. Right. Obviously, this month coming, if you're living into the UK, which is obviously basically myself, Rory, Resident SD, Violet, and T-Bird, if he's still listening to this while he's playing Portal. The cake is a lie! Well, actually, it's not, actually. It's pretty true. But anyway, in this month alone, we've got Knight's Journey of Dreams and Ghost Squad coming out on the 18th of January, which is 2 weeks away, which is fantastic. An expansion pack for Phantasy Star Universe, Ambition of the Illuminous, is going to be released on PC and PS2. It was already released on 360, I believe, earlier on last year. I'm not sure. Someone get me back on that. Universe at War Earth Assault for the PC is going to be released on the 25th of January over here as well, in the UK. University at War, I've seen it. It's a pile of pish. Another pile of pish that's going to be coming out in February is The Club for PS3, Xbox 360, and PC, coming out on February 8th. It looks rubbish. I've seen it. It's just not right. Also on the same day, on the 8th of February, is the DS version of Mario and Sonic at the Olympic Games. Apparently, a lot of people keep on saying it's Sonic and Mario, but no, it's Mario and Sonic. Because if you abbreviate the name Mario and Sonic, it's M&S. But if you abbreviate Sonic and Mario, then you're getting something that's just absolutely plain wrong, and you don't want your kids to know that it abbreviates to that, you know, abbreviation. So, people, say it originally, say it what it's, you know, presented as Mario and Sonic, M and S, not the other way around, you stupid people. Because I had that a lot at my game store. Apparently, a lot of people say Sonic and Mario. I don't know why they say Sonic and Mario. Why do, it's Mario and Sonic, not Sonic and Mario. I don't know why. And there's a lot of people say Sonic and Mario. It's just pointless. Because they're idiots. They don't look at the ads. They don't know the titles. It's like, the kids tell them. I bet the kids did actually say to them that, you know, say to them the right title, Mario and Sonic. But the parents are just so stupid that they think they can switch the two names around just for fun. You know. It's just ridiculous. But anyway, that's coming out on the DS February 8th. Sonic Riders Zero Gravity, haha, for the Wii and the PS2 is going to be coming out on the 22nd of February. Thank hell, because I thought it was going to be March, which was going to be total balls. But no, it's coming out February 22nd. Mark it on your, I'm going to mark it on my Halo 3 calendar of 2008. I've got it on January, obviously, just now, with a drawing, an artist's painting called Ghosts of Onyx just now, and it looks fantastic. And February has an art picture called Arbiter Shadow. So yeah, I'll mark that on February. February 22nd. Yep. So I'll mark that later on. And later on in the month, in February, we've got Bleach Shattered Blade for the Wii and the DS is coming out on February 28th. So all you anime fans of the Bleach series, be sure to check that out. And in March, we have Universe at War Earth Assault for the Xbox 360 coming out in March of the 7th. The 7th of March. Sucks balls. Condemned 2, Xbox 360 and PS3 coming out in March 14th. I didn't fancy Condemned 1 at the start, and for some reason Condemned 2 is actually a multiplayer game this time around. So I don't know how they're gonna put the story and a multiplayer experience into one game that was originally a single player game. Not very good, eh, Sega? I think you've just done a wrong thing. I think you just should have just kept that a single player. Right. Then on the same day, you've got Viking Battle for Asgard for Xbox 360 and PS3. Having a clue what that is. And Sega Superstars Tennis is coming out on the Xbox 360, PS3, PS2, Wii and DS on March 28th. I'm thinking of getting the Xbox 360 version and the Wii version, just out of sheer curiosity for it to work the Wii's controls, and for the Xbox 360 version for the achievements, because I'm an achievement whore. Yes, I am. Right, so that's pretty much it. Oh wait, no. Apparently, earlier on today, a breaking news story came through on Sonic News, on the Sonic News website. It was noted by Violet earlier on this evening. Violet was talking about it earlier on during Hypersonic's show, but I made it full aware myself, and I totally apologize to Violet for stealing the limelight and actually providing the information in a bigger, more flashy way, being that I actually put in Hyper's name and actually put in breaking news and then put up the link. So obviously, sorry to you, Violet. You know, hugs. I'll give you a bear hug or a cookie. I don't know, but hey. But you know, just sorry. Anyway, so moving on. The last story for Sonic News just now is Sonic, or Sega even has now marketed a new trademark for the Sonic series. This time being that of Sonic Chronicles. Now, Sonic, this has been trademarked by Sega now, so this is, put in the Patent Act now. So Sega now owns the rights of the title Sonic Chronicles. Okay, so a lot of people are kind of like humming and hurrying of what the name might be used for. It might be used for a brand new game. Maybe, maybe not, but I think, and Ritz actually, I think it was Ritz who suggested this earlier on as well. In fact, I can actually go and check my chat history and find out who it was. Yeah, it was Ritz. Yeah, Ritz pointed out that it has the potential of being the Sonic RPG name for the DS. So you never know. It does have that kind of like, RPG-esque kind of like sound to it. So yeah, it's pretty cool. Right. So, Sonic, but obviously Chronicles has been an overused word, funnily enough. Apparently, what kind of other games have you heard that has the word Chronicles in it? To my mind, Tomb Raider Chronicles, Final Fantasy Crystal Chronicles, just recently, Resident Evil Umbrella Chronicles. Anyone getting a hint here? I think Chronicles has been up the notch of being the most overly used word in a game title. That besides, obviously, the word Super. Or Street Fighter, even. But anyway. With, obviously, Sonic Chronicles... I'm obviously my money is on that name is gonna be used for the new Sonic RPG that's coming out on DS, done by BioWare. It's still gonna be done by BioWare, and it's gonna be presented by Sega. So Sega is just maybe just getting the rights for it. You never know. But anyway, moving on, and. In that same article, we actually have box art of Sega Superstars Tennis for the Nintendo Wii, courtesy of my generic game website. apparently, the generic game website has a screenshot of the box art for Sega Superstars Tennis, and apparently it's very small. On the front, it's been rated a 7+ by the PEGI Association. You know, which is the Pan-European blah 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 information ratings board, whatever the fuck they're called. But anyway, Sega Superstars is on there. Being that Sonic is plastered right bang center in the middle of the thing as normal. Along with supporting characters from the Sonic Team franchises, being out of II from Super Monkey Ball, Samba Amigo from Samba Amigo from Samba de Amigo, Dr. Eggman, and Ooh-la-la from Space Channel 5. So yeah, they're all on the court, ready to serve, and got hurl some balls at ya. Yeah. Right. So anyway. That's the game. That's all the Sonic news. All that. Wow, I've eaten through about like 30 minutes of Sonic news. Most of that being that of me ranting and raving about various things. But hey, it doesn't matter. It's my show. I can do whatever the hell I want. So anyway, let's see who's going on in the IRC chat room. As I was talking through Sonic News Rewind, I have we have. Another special person who's been who's just entered the IRC chat room. It is my good old pal from TFMX. The owner of TFMX is Thrungus. Thrungus is in the room. I don't know how the hell he got here. It's just obviously, you know. It's like, you know, Thrungus is in, he's here, and he's involved with all the madness that's happening in the IRC chat room, with all the crap that's going on. Oh dear god, I can't believe this. What people, man, god, it's like the IRC chat room has exploded in a sea of, like, chatting. I mean, dear god. Oh, bloomin' heck. It's just absolutely massive. People were talking about the soundtrack I was talking about earlier. People were talking about Dragon Ball Z for some reason. So, yep. And various other people talking about the DS version of Mario & Sonic, and... stuff like that, and then eventually everyone went into Sonic Hentai, which was just fan bloody tastic. You sick pervs. But anyway, oh dear God. Anyway, so yeah, I can tell. Well, Sky Shark just said Bleach kicks Dragon Ball Z's ass. What can I say? I can tell you now that Dragon Ball Z, the Dragon Ball Z series, has gone downhill ever since Dragon Ball Z Budokai Tenkaichi 2, I think. Because Tenkaichi 3 just doesn't cut it. I tried to play the PS2 version earlier on, and I just cannot get back into it. I can't get back into the whole style of of Budokai Tenkaichi 3, of you know, that kind of fighting style. Me, I personally like the kind of like 2D, 3D kind of like thing, like what Budokai 3 had. Budokai 3 is my favorite all-time Dragon Ball Z game. It's always has been, always will be. But now, because there's a new Dragon Ball Z game coming out for the next-gen consoles, and this is going to be the first next-gen Dragon Ball Z games that are going to be coming out. It's going to be called Dragon Ball Z Burst Limit. And so far, there's been a Japanese trailer of it. I've seen it. It looks fan-bloody-tastic. It looks amazing. Let's just hope it plays well. And let's just hope, because I've seen a couple of screenshots, and I've seen it, that it's going to be, again, going back to the rules of Budokai. Hopefully, Budokai 3. If it is like Budokai 3, I'm definitely getting it for the Xbox 360 when it gets released over here in the UK. I swear to God, Dragon Ball Z Budokai 3 is an all-time favorite of mine. Any kind of like 2D fighter, you'll love Dragon Ball Z. And if you liked any 3D fighters, which have been, say for example, Power Stone. If you like Power Stone, the original Power Stone on the Dreamcast, then check out Dragon Ball Z Budokai 3. It's fantastic. You should play it. If you can ever find it, it's very rare to find just now, but, you know, it's great. Go check it out. It's fantastic. Obviously, Resident SD is actually apologizing for Thrungus entering the IRC chat room. But it's okay. Thrungus is welcome. If he's bored and he wants to listen to a guy who's talking absolute crap and is just going to be, you know, doing whatever for the rest of what seems to be another hour and 9 minutes, then yeah, go ahead. But anyway, moving on. So that's Sonic News Rewind done. Right now I'm going to go straight, go into another new musical break. This time we've got, because I am now celebrating my hard copy of the Several Wills album. I'm going to be playing the Zebrahead version, the rocking Zebrahead version of His World from that album, from the Several Wills album, and you're going to enjoy it, because it's a kick-ass track, and you're going to enjoy it. So, don't fucking complain. So anyway, here's Zebrahead with His World. Enjoy this right after we've got Turbo's First Impressions, and remember, it's a DVD review, and I've already talked about this DVD earlier on in the series. So if you've listened to my show more times, then definitely you'll love this review. Stay tuned, enjoy the song, see you on the other side.
The rest, and if you put the time in, he'll bring you to the test. He's like the rock.
Turbo's First Impression.
Hey there, welcome back to Turbo's First Impressions. Right now, just now, we've got about 19 listeners listening to the show. Welcome to the show, you barstools. Right now, I'll be doing a Turbo's First Impressions of DVD review that I have been watching and laughing my ass off every single time I watch it. Earlier on in the series, you may know that I had an interview with a very special man, a very well-known man, and possibly a internet god on his site, Cinemassacre.com and ScrewAttack.com and GameTrailers.com, and of course, the home where it all began, YouTube. And he has changed the way games have been reviewed, and you know, it's just absolutely amazing. He's the guy who changes the way you review games, and has made has inspired a lot of people by his week, by his, you know, by what he's done, you know. So anyway, nothing more to say, but right now in my hands I now own the two disc set that is the Angry Video Game Nerd DVD. Yes, the Angry Video Game Nerd DVD I have in my hand. A two-disc set, both Volume 1 and Volume 2. Volume 1 is pretty much what it is, Volume 1, and Volume 2 is Volume 2. But really, the whole disc set is actually Volume 1. It was like a printing error that James explained in his interview on Segasonic Radio. Now, with the disc or the two disc set, basically it's you've got pretty much every single review that he's done up till Bible Games, which he did in December of 2006, so they're pretty old. Now with every single review, he's actually taken out For copyright, laws, is that he's taken out every single movie footage he used in any of his movies. That's down, right down to the kind of like Rocky film, like, you know, the Rocky interview, the Nightmare in Elm Street, well, not the Nightmare in Elm Street, the Friday the 13th review, the chronologically confused, video. Also, the Back to the Future review, also on Friday the 13th, there was a scene where he says, follow the Albuquerque Road. Then he had a scene from The Wizard of Oz, which was singing, follow the Albuquerque Road, follow the Albuquerque Road, to Oz, or wherever the fuck he's going. But, No, he took that out because it's infringement of copyrighted material. Although he is actually using it for satire parody clauses, but apparently he's trying to play it safe and he's removed it, you know, for fair interest. What he has removed from his videos, he, you know, respectively, you know, puts in additional stuff that you would never see online, and hopefully not seen online, unless bastards who buy the DVD and then rip the kind of like rip the footage onto the web, and you know, making James Rolfe lose a lot of money for all the hard work he's put into this DVD, because I can tell you now, this DVD set, it's fantastic. There's nothing more I can say. It's just absolutely fan-fucking-tastic. all the review, pretty much the reviews are intact themselves. I mean, certain things have been added out. Some have been, you know, some has additional things. Like, for example, in the Wally Bear review, Wally Bear and the No Gang, there's a new ending to it. In the Mick Kids interview, you get to see James Rolfe do the kind of like shape of the M, in which has been shown in some of his intros to the show, intros to the some of his reviews, but never actually in the, you know, the actual review itself, which is pretty cool. Also various other things like the Friday the 13th and Nightmare on Elm Street reviews, which are on disc 2, have a new soundtrack, and I love the soundtrack. For the soundtrack for Friday the 13th and Nightmare on Elm Street is just fantastic. It's much better than the original sound that was used for the online reviews. Like on Friday the 13th, it was mainly using the Friday the 13th kind of like sounds, so you've got the kind of like thing. That's been taken out, but it does, the new soundtrack for those two reviews do sound good, and I can't get enough of them. I can't stop, I can't stop watching these reviews because they're just so good with the sound effect, the kind of like musical feeling that sums up some of the scenes in the reviews. And that's pretty much James Rolfe at his best. Those two reviews was his highlight of 2006, in terms of like his movie making career. Anyway, especially Nightmare on Elm Street, when it's the fight against him and Freddy, basically himself, really, it's much better. It's, instead of the kind of like DOS kind of like 8-bit music kind of thing, no, it wasn't that. It was a hard rocking tune, like guitar and everything, and it was just, oh my god, that's so much better. I'm telling you, it's that much better. And that's why I liked about it. It's just fantastic. Now, onto the bonus features for each disc. On disc 1, you've got a segment called What Was I Thinking, which is the original documentary that James did in the beginning of 2007. So it's pretty old now. The video that he's put on YouTube, The Anger Begins, is also on it. A deleted scene from Chronologically Confused, which I won't go into detail for. Now this is my best extra on this DVD set. It's the fuck reel, which is basically James editing. Every time edited all his videos up to Bible Games with just the word, well, pretty much the word fuck every time, and it's just funny. It is funny as hell to see all the time. And it's just him saying fuck over and over and over and over and over and over and over again. It's just so funny. Because he says it so fast, it's like he's edited it so fast that it's just, you can't do anything but laugh. It's just that funny. Because he makes the swearing a lot more funnier than any other person that I've seen in my entire life. Simple as that. Right. Also, disc one also contains the top 10 nerd moments of 2006. Also, his special video review of DuckTales, which was for the video game vault of ScrewAttack.com. So, yeah. And those are the extras for Disc 1. The extras for Disc 2, or Volume 2, or whatever you want to call it, is the original Angry Nintendo Nerd intro, the Wii Salute, the history of the console wars, back in the day where it was Nintendo and Sega going at head-to-head, and it was like his puppet kind of like transition of how the console wars were faring between Sega and Nintendo, mostly, which was funny, and it still is. The Toilet Tuesday video that he did for ScrewAttack.com, which is just basically him going nuts over Nintendo over a Nintendo 64, like you've seen on YouTube, where that kid got an N64 for Christmas and he goes absolutely nuts, like apeshit. Basically, James does the exact same thing, only in his bathroom, which is fantastic. The uncensored game trailers interview, which was on GameTrailers.com. An outtakes reel, which is pretty much outtakes from most of his videos, including some from 2007 up to, I believe, the Sega CD review. I think it's up to the Sega CD review that he did back in 2007. So very good then. Then, like in the first disc, you've got the first fuck reel. In the second disc, you've got the shit reel, which is not as funny, but it's still funny nonetheless. But it's just not as funny as, you know, fuck. I mean, which word is better? Which word is funnier? Fuck or shit? Simple. It's a simple question. You can say, would you like to actually hear fuck being repeated over and over and over, or shit? I don't know. It's my personal opinion, but I like fuck. It's much better. Then you have a fan video done by Dustin Abumetti, the guy who did a fan song of the Angry Video Game Nerd theme song, and I've played it on my show as well, and it's a fantastic, you know, piece of music. It's just great. And you've got also got a fan art gallery, which is in a video format. It's not like a, you know, kind of like a flip kind of like situation. No, it's in a motion kind of like presentation. And it's got a song done by, and the song that was used in the fan art gallery was performed by the Game Jew, who is part of ScrewAttack.com. So, yep. Yeah. Of course, the DVD is copyrighted by ScrewAttack Entertainment, LLC, copyrighted in 2006. And it is a Cinemassacre production. So yeah, there you go. So that's pretty much the Angry Video Game Nerd DVD set, Volume 1 and 2, to this set. I would like to point out a couple of things about this DVD. It's just funny. Simple as that. I can't say anything more. It's just funny. If you are a hardcore Angry Video Game Nerd fan, get this DVD, because it's got a few extras that is worth every penny, and I can tell you that. Now, how much is it? Well, I got mine for, well, obviously the DVD itself in the US is $18.95, That's $18.95. How much is that in British pounds? Well, at the time I bought it, the conversion rate from US dollars to British pounds was 2.1. So I got it half the price, half the value of what it was. So that was roughly about, oh dear, I've forgotten what it was. I can't remember, but all to get, basically, I got it was also $10 to send it to me, so roughly it came up to $30, which overall came to, about £15 to get it to me, which is, in fact, I can tell you now, that £15 would actually get me a DVD copy of Transformers the Movie, the standard edition, I believe. I'm not sure. Or even the special edition. The special edition of the Transformers movie. I can tell you for a fact that this DVD, in my personal opinion, is actually better than the Transformers movie. No, screw that. It's better than the Simpsons DVD. The Angry Video Game Nerd DVD is much more worth your money than the Simpsons DVD. I'm telling you now. That's my point. That I just don't like the Simpsons DVD. Screw it. I mean, Simpsons DVD is crap. Enough said. Sorry, Thrungus, but that's my personal opinion. I'm sorry. I just don't like the DVD. I don't like the film. I don't like the Simpsons movie. I don't like to call it a movie because it's not. It's a feature-length episode. That's what I'm calling it. You know, I can't call it as a movie. I can call it as a DVD. I can call it as a feature-length episode, but I can't call it a movie. No, I can't. I just can't. It's just, I can't say it. But yeah, definitely Thrungus has just put it there. I'm a fan of extras. I love my extras. I don't care about a movie. It's like, if a movie was good, I would expect to see great extras. Like in Hot Fuzz. Hot Fuzz had awesome extras. Transformers the movie had crap extras. And I was pretty sad about that. But yeah. But the Angry Video Game Nerd DVD set, definitely worth the extras. The extra kind of like content, the extra content that's in the reviews themselves, the kind of like content that has never been shared on online, stuff whatsoever. But yeah, it's cool. But anyway, moving on. It's like, I haven't seen the extras on the Transformers HD DVD version. I've only seen it on the original DVD version. I don't have an HD DVD drive for my Xbox 360, sadly, because it's just too expensive and I can't get it. And I can't be fucked, but I'm guessing a lot of people are saying that there's more extras on the HD DVD version than there is on the regular DVD 2-disc set or whatever. But mainly the extras on the Transformers DVD, it's just basically, you know, it's all. It's not organized. It's so organized that they've actually put everything into separate sections and didn't actually spread them out. I mean, like for example, they had deleted scenes in the movie, but they didn't put them in a separate section. They put it within a featurette, which kind of sucks. That's what I'm telling you about. That's why I hate hated the extras because they compiled other extras within the extras. Do you hear what I'm saying? You know? But anyway. Back to the review of the Angry Video Game Nerd. Like I said, I got it for about £15. Under £15, definitely. Definitely worth a buy. In fact, I can tell you now, I actually got a DVD. In fact, actually, I'll tell you straight now. I recently got the last volume of Negima for DVD. It cost me £16. And that has the last four episodes in the series. The extras being a schoolgirl commentary of the 23rd episode, sadly. A little kind of like text bit about the tree of the world. Texas songs, which you get with every single blasted DVD in the volume, which is pointless. And the only thing that's worthwhile in the Negima Volume 6 DVD is the blooper reel, which is funny as hell. That was mainly the reason I bought that. But that cost me £16 to get. Whilst for the Angry Video Game Nerd, I got about, I think it's approximately the same running time. It's like, that's 125 minutes. Roughly, this is supposed to have like 2 hours. So, yeah, it's roughly about the same hour, it's roughly about the same time. So, you know, who won this battle? I think Angry Video Game Nerd. You know, definitely, without a shadow of a doubt, in all good honesty. So, yeah, definitely, Angry Video Game Nerd. The only problem is that if you're ordering this from the UK, be sure to wait for a very, very, very long time. Even though I actually ordered this DVD back in November, on the 29th of November 2007, I got this on the 4th. If I can actually find all my dates on the calendar, I didn't get it on the 4th. I think I got it on the 7th or the 8th of this month. So that took about 4 or 5 weeks to get to me. Where originally it's the shipping for international airmail is 2 to 3 weeks. But with Screwattack.com, Screwattack was actually busy. I actually have listened to their podcast, Side Scrollers, and they have actually said that they have been pretty busy. That kind of like well timed one. So they've tried so hard to get those get the stuff out there to the masses. So yeah. But anyway. Overall summary of the Angry Video Game Nerd DVD set. Buy it. If you're an Angry Video Game Nerd fan, and you are devoted to this, you know, to his videos, and you want to see more videos, then help James Rolfe by getting his DVD. Because that's the only way you'll get more more Angry Video Game Nerd videos on GameTrailers.com and Screwattack.com. Because if you buy this DVD, he actually says in his documentary that when you're buying this DVD, you're actually helping him being able to have the finances to actually continue his work. Because he doesn't do this full time. He has a real life. He has a job like any other of us, including myself. I have a job. It's not a full time job, but it's a part time job nonetheless. It's a job. It's stressful. In fact, I actually do my show after work. Not like straight after work, but on the same day after I've had a hard day's work. And I can tell you that. But anyway, overall, I like the Angry Video Game Nerd. And also another thing, it was actually factory sealed, which is a first for a kind of like, you know, an organization like Screwtech. Like, it's I got a factory sealed DVD from a company that's not very, you know, it's like not a very big publicized organization, or in fact a publicized production company like obviously James Rolfe's Cinemassacre, but it was factory sealed nonetheless. So it was kind of like, it was like legit from right in the box, like, you know, it's fantastic. But anyway, bottom line, Angry Video Game Nerd DVD must buy. Definite. Turbo's impression. That's my impression on it. It's fucking good. And buy it. If you have a card and you've got, you know, roughly about $30 to blow, then blow it on Angry Video Game Nerd. Without a doubt. So anyway, that's me. That's all for Turbo's First Impressions. Thanks very much. That's another week done and dusted. Now, a lot of people have been wanting to get some requests going in. Let's see. Okay, let's see. We've got a request from Skydeck. From Resident SD. Thanks very much. Much appreciated. Right, I'll pop that into the request section and, you know, get it cracking on. Okay, so it's now time for the requests. If you've got any more, it's like we've got like about like 30 minutes or so. So if you've got any requests, send them in. Mostly Sonic music, but I do have other sections, including Linkin Park. I've also got the Jet Set Radio Future as well. Jet Set Radio soundtrack, being that of the original, and the Xbox game Jet Set Radio Future, which I still get to play on my Xbox for some reason. I don't know why, but I've been distracted by a lot of things, and I can't, and, you know, I don't know why I can't play it on my Xbox 360. I don't know why. But anyway, right now we've got Skydeck at Go-Go, which is the second track from Skydeck on Sonic Adventure, and Death Chamber from Knuckles' song Death Chamber from Sonic Adventure 2. Yeah, the level that is the Death Chamber. So enjoy those songs. I'll add in any more that is requested, and enjoy the tracks as I go to rest my voice after all I've said, and chill out. Yes. So here's Skydeck Agogo from Sonic Adventure 1. Enjoy. Apparently, I played the wrong one for Resident SD. He actually requested General Offense, which is the second one. So, just in light of that, if I can never spell. Here is the other one, General Offense. Enjoy.
We'll be right back.
listening to Turbo Drive Live, only on Sega Sonic Radio, the number one source for Sonic music.
Hey there, welcome back, it's Turbo back again. Just trying to find more requests. Sadly, I have a certain kind of like number of songs that I did have on my bloody thing, but I can't find it in my media library, so I just need to pop it in and try to add them in. I'm currently down... I'm currently downloading disc 1 of the Guitar Hero 3 soundtrack, being that of all the songs that are in Guitar Hero 3, including some of the bonus songs. But it's taken a blasted long time to download. In fact, I would be able to finish the download after the show. So really, if you want any guitar, if you want any Guitar Hero 3 tracks next week, tune in next week, and then you'll be able to request some. But as of right now, none. not until, like, you know, after the show's finished. So, right, I'm trying to find Rocket Knight Adventures. Rocket Knight Adventures, here we go. Someone's requesting it here. Right, okay. Right, the boss version. Right, here we go. Right, here's the boss theme from Rocket Knight Adventures. Enjoy. This is requested by Regal. Big up, Regal. I'm so sorry, but this is so depressing. Don't worry, it'll pass quickly if you just hum in your ears. No, I don't say it's gay. I just think it's depressing. That's all I'm saying. It's just depressing. we go, and that is coming to the end of the show. Thanks very much for listening. Currently, the download for Guitar Hero 3 soundtrack disc 1 is almost complete. It's gonna be complete in the next minute or so, but sadly, I won't be able to play any songs from that disc at all for this week. But next week, if you do come back and listen live again next week, same time, same place, and you will get your chance to see, request your, your favorite Guitar Hero 3 song from the game. So there you go. Be sure to come back and request it. I'm not gonna hold requests for next week. You know, I'm not that kind of person. So anyway, right. So it's time for me to go. Be sure to look out for all the shows coming this week, including the Sonic Hour at Sunday. At 6 p.m. Greenwich Mean Time, I believe. So be sure to tune in to that. I can't remember what was it. I can't bloody remember. You've also got on Tuesday. Randomness Strikes with JJ Forever at 10 o'clock, 10 p.m. Greenwich Mean Time. On the Thursday, you've got Coast to Coast with Dark Noise. I haven't heard much, being that I've been busy. I think he's on at 10, I believe, or 8. I can't remember again. Obviously, it's just one of those things. also, Iceman with the Cold Hard Facts is also on Thursday as well, so be sure to tune in for that. Basically, check up all the times on Sega Sonic Radio's schedule. Be sure to look at it. It's fine. Friday, I think Rorai Black has actually stopped the Tiger's Eye, because I haven't heard anything. I think he has actually updated his forum with new songs, so I think he's still doing it. It's just at his own random time, which is kind of bad. So anyway, as for me, I'm always here. Sadly, of course, the S team isn't complete without Hypersonic, but he's away again, back on hiatus. Until hopefully May, he will return, and then the S-Team will ride again on Saturday evenings for you people, in the UK anyway, and your Saturday afternoons in the States, you lucky buggers. So anyway, enjoy the rest of your evening, day, whatever. Thanks very much for listening to the show. I've been Turbo. This is Turbo Drive Live, only on Sega Sonic Radio. Thanks very much. I'm going to leave you out with Bleed It Out, done by Linkin Park. Thanks very much. See you next week, people. Laters.
Yeah, here we go for the 100th time. Hand grenade pins in every line. Throw them up and let something shine. Going out of my fucking mind. Filthy mouth, no excuse. Find a new place to hang this noose. String me up from atop these roofs. Tied it tight so I won't get loose. Truth is, you can stop and stare. Run myself out and no one cares. Dug a trench out, lay down there with a shovel up out of reach somewhere. Yeah, someone pour it in. Make it a dirt dance floor again. Say your prayers and stop it out when they bring that chorus in.
I bleed it out, digging deeper just to throw it. I bleed it out, digging deeper just to throw it away. I bleed it out, digging deeper just to throw it away. Just to throw it away, just to throw it away. I bleed it out.
Go, stop the show, choppy words in a sloppy flow. Shotgun, opera, lock and load. Cock it back and then watch it go. Mama help me, I've been cursed. Death is rolling in.
Thanks for listening. Tune in next week for more Turbo Drive Live, only on Sega Sonic Radio, the number one source for Sonic music. See you later!